Hello and welcome to Don't Worry About It. I'm Preston Ross.
I'm Logan Reese.
And I'm Severin Nair.
Well, welcome back, guys.
We said we'd be back, and then we weren't.
But we are.
But now we are now.
We've been busy. We'll call it busy.
We've been very busy.
I mean, we've all been kind of busy. I've been busy. I've been tired.
My body just hates me.
All of us.
True.
Mine especially, because of me. I'm asleep at a normal time.
Yeah.
I just really love being up really, really late.
How late is really, really late?
Well, last night I was up until 5 a.m.
Good God.
Severin?
Yes?
You know that song you wrote?
Yeah.
About being awake?
Yeah, I do.
Do you just listen to that on repeat?
Is that just your life motto?
Kind of. It is now.
By the way, if you haven't heard that song, go listen to Severin's album on SoundCloud. It's very good.
Under the artist Seven. S-E-V-E-N, all capital letters. Seven.
Seven.
That's me.
So, yeah. I even fixed my sleep schedule, too. Like, the day before.
Quote, unquote.
The day before, I went to bed at 10 o'clock, woke up at 8 o'clock, and I was like, okay, got a solid, 10 hours of sleep? I'm good. Then I woke up, did my day, it was all good. Yesterday, I went to bed at, 10 o'clock, woke up at 6:30. I was like, okay, I got 8.5 hours. That's good. I'm feeling good about myself. I can do this. And then I woke up at 6:30 and then didn't fall asleep until 5 the next day, 5 a.m. So I don't know what's wrong with me.
So you don't got this?
What?
So you don't got this?
I don't got this.
You need to go to Walgreens and get yourself some melatonin.
I refuse to take anything to make my body do.
Hey, me too. People have been telling me to go to Walgreens and get melatonin for years, and I'm like, yeah, I'll totally do that. And then don't.
I want my body to do its own thing.
But it's not.
Unfortunately, that means that it does its own thing.
This is going to happen. I'm just going to randomly drug you now into falling asleep.
I'll fall asleep. I'll wake up and be like, that was the best sleep of my life.
We're going to start dosing your Dr. Pepper with melatonin. I've got the
or
pills.
Or just rupees.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. They're not hard to find, and they're not expensive.
Well, yeah. Again, people have been telling me this for years. Even people I don't know that well. Even people that I know really well and really care about me.
I hate people.
Me too.
Anyway, too, bud. Preston, you wanted to talk about the new studio?
Yeah, we got a new studio layout. I'm loving it. We apologize.
There
probably won't be anything wrong or different, but they're...
I'm loving it. I'm sorry. In my head, for just a second, you were just doing Severin's doing one of his little goofy tunes. And then my brain went, wait, no, that's the McDonald's thing.
I didn't get there till he said it. I was mid-sentence.
Anyway, what were you saying?
Anyways, new studio.
You're loving it?
So there might be some differences, but probably not. But we'll find out, so.
There'll be no differences that you notice.
Hopefully. We'll see. Anyways, we're loving it. We'll send some pictures.
Yeah.
Time to go to break already?
No, it's not time to go to break. We had stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Like what?
Oh, wait, it's time to go to break.
Screw the schedule.
Wait, no, actually. Okay, so I'm actually going to talk about a thing. I'm just going to spread these out through the podcast. But I am, kind of obsessed with cold case files and just things like that. I just find them really fascinating. I don't know why. But I do, because they're cool things. And I especially love the big mystery ones, where, here's the fascinating events. Oh, and by the way, we have no idea what happened, still, 50 years later, whatever. One of my favorite ones is one from quite a while ago. It's from shortly after World War II. These guys were hiking on some woodlands. Some kids were trespassing essentially in these wilderness, kind of exploring and stuff. And they were looking in this elm tree. You can chime in with details because I don't fully remember. It's been a while since I read it.
I don't remember exactly, but they were just exploring in a forest on a property I can't remember what the property was called, but it was
some castle, I believe.
Some castle that had a bunch of property.
Of course it was a castle.
Well, yeah, it's in England, right?
Yeah, it was in England. Or, it was in Europe.
Europe. I'm pretty sure it was somewhere in the United Kingdom.
Yeah. But anyways, they found this massive witch elm tree, and they were looking inside of it, and they found these weird bones inside of it, and then upon further investigation, they found a human skull, I believe, mm-hmm. with, like, bits of hair and stuff still on it,
yep.
mm-hmm. and things like that, and they thought that that was terrifying. There had been, like, no missing persons reports around the area or anything, and anyways, this person
also
had been
kids.
Long gone. Right, and their kids. and so, but they were also trespassing, so they left, ended up actually not telling anyone about it, until somebody else found it, right?
No. One of the little kids
right,
felt really
somebody,
guilty,
yeah.
and he finally told his dad.
Yeah, he told somebody else about it. And they went back, and this started an investigation into this missing person. Nobody could identify them. There was weird cloth around and stuff. And then this graffiti essentially started. This is what started a thing that for, like, 30 to 40 years, this random graffiti would pop up, like, slowly around the world.
Mostly started in the town.
Yeah, it started in the town and then slowly spread out from there, from what I've read, is just the lettering of who put Bella in the witch elm. It was less specific than that at the beginning, but that's
yeah.
what it became. And that's what this case became, was who put Bella in the witch elm. And so that's, somebody assumed that this was somebody who knew something, so that's who it was. They've determined that this person was Bella. Nobody had heard of her. There was still no missing persons things. And as far as even now, nobody knows anything about it.
There's some different theories. I
right.
can't remember all
There's
of them.
There's different theories. There's one... The weird material that was found near her, or, like, tied around parts of her, I believe.
Yeah.
Turned out to be the same material that was used in parachutes, so there's theories related to some sort of parachuting thing.
Maybe she was, like, a spy and, for somebody during
yeah,
the war.
Yeah, she was a
and
spy.
Parachuted down and... Somebody caught her and...
But she was young, they determined, right?
Yeah, pretty
like she
young.
She was too young for
so
that,
So I think
really.
Some people thought maybe she was a person who, I don't know, was either engaged or married to somebody and then something went bad where the husband mm-hmm. or fiancé hurt her and killed her and then just dumped her in a fort
right.
in a tree in the middle of the woods because who's going to find her?
Right.
But some little gangs of kids.
Boys, yeah. And so, yeah, and but they're all just theories because nothing has ever come of it. They've checked dental records. They've gotten to the point where they've checked DNA now, and they have
nothing
at all. They have no conclusive things. This is a really interesting case. I highly suggest going and looking into it. I essentially forced Severin to read
yeah.
about it last year.
He just kept asking me who put Bella in the witch elm.
I never told
I
him anything about it. I just kept asking him that question.
I just refused to look anything up until one day I was hanging out with one of my friends at college, and she told me, oh, by the way, one of your friends, like, messaged me on Facebook from home, and he told me to ask you who put Bella in the witch elm, and at that point I lost it. I just, like, got up and walked away and went back to my room and looked it up and did some severe research.
I
but anyway.
I'm down to read it. But yeah, seriously interesting case. Who put Bella in the witch elm? Highly suggest reading into it because it's fascinating, especially if cold case files are your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, I believe now we can go to our first break.
Ba-da-ba-ba break. Ba-da-ba-ba.
See you on the other side.
Is it still called tomorrow if I never went to sleep? I never got to bed because the was far too steep. So as the world kept spinning and my thoughts became a mess, I thought it was a good idea to stay up and sleep less. Is it still called tomorrow if I never went to sleep? I never got to bed because the fall was far too steep. So as the world kept spinning and my thoughts became a mess, I thought it was a good idea to stay up and sleep less. What am I still doing? What am I still doing awake? What am I still doing? I still do ring awake? Don't mind me, I have a thought that's sitting in my head. What am I still doing up? It's past the time for bed. This day is for the rested and the ones who went to sleep. If I stay up too much longer, I'll just fall into a heap. What am I still doing? What am I still doing awake? What am I still doing? What am I still doing awake? All I'm doing now is stealing daylight from the sun. I know the day's just starting, but my yesterday is done. I learned today are things by now I should have known. It's time for me to sleep, find a tomorrow of my own. What am I still doing? What am I still doing awake? What am I still doing? What am I still doing awake? What am I still doing? Is it still called tomorrow if I never went to sleep? I never got to bed because the way was hard to say. So what am I still doing and my thoughts became a mess? I thought it was a good idea to stay up as a break. I thought it was a good idea to stay up and sleep less. I thought it was a good idea to stay up.
And we're back.
Hello, welcome back.
Preston, you have a...
Hi.
Yeah.
I've been pretty quiet, actually.
You have, actually.
Good thing you have a newspaper article to talk about.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, I do. I am so excited. So I've started reading the paper.
Why?
That you can hear. sorry.
No, no. People love the sound of crinkled newspaper.
There's
right
nothing
in their ear.
Like the sound of newspaper to me. It's amazing. It's very soft.
Which paper?
Anyways, this is the Denver Post.
Mm-hmm.
When was this posted?
Posted.
Made. Created.
Put to print.
Yes.
Terminology we youngins don't know.
Speak for yourself.
I just said it.
I know.
Friday, July 7th, 2017.
Yes.
I am standing in the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And every so often I'll look at the papers and be like, oh, do I want to buy one of them or not? You know. And I see maybe one of my favorite titles ever. And it is, and I quote, "Around here, they think the earth is flat."
Oh, God. Are we going to talk about flat earthers? Is that what we're going to do? We're going to talk about the Flat Earth Society?
Just real quick. We won't get into all the nitty-gritty details.
Let me tell you, I have read up on the Flat Earth Society people, and they are something else.
They are.
Let me tell you, if you are a flat earther, I guess is what they're called, and you listen to our podcast...
We're not sorry.
No, I'm not, and you please stop listening.
Forever.
I don't care about listeners. Just please stop listening. I don't need you.
Flip through the newspaper, trying to find...
Yeah, go ahead. You have the article.
...that I underlined.
Preston coming super prepared this time. Got an underlined newspaper and everything.
Wow.
I gotta say, I really loved the title of Around here. They think the earth is flat. Around. Like, it took me, at the very end of the article, I was like, oh, that was good. Closed my newspaper, looked at the title again. I get it now.
Well done.
It took me a second to catch up to that one.
This is why they pay him the big bucks. Actually, they probably
That's why it's a front page story.
Yeah.
With a title like that. Anyways, so, Logan, can you give us a basis of what flat earthers are?
They're people that believe the earth is flat.
Still.
That's it. It's exactly what it sounds like. There are people in the modern age with spaceships and everything that think it's all a conspiracy, man. And really, the earth is a flat plane. You know why? Because it looks flat to them, and they have no sense of perspective. Also, it's just the earth. Just the earth is flat. The sun, well, it depends on which sect you go to, but some of them believe still that the sun and moon are globes. Just the earth is flat, and it's the reason we have gravity is not because of, like, celestial objects and everything and density and whatnot, but it's because the earth is a flat plate moving up through space at incredible speeds. Oh, and the edge of the earth is surrounded by giant wall of ice that nobody's ever been able to get to. Where are the pictures of this? Who knows? They're not there because it's all a huge conspiracy. After you read your article, I'll talk about my biggest, like, the biggest, like, argument against them that I've heard so far.
All right, so reading this article, I just started underlining stuff that I thought was either really stupid, really funny, or truly insightful. The author is not a flat earther, so there's some snide comments that I thoroughly appreciate.
Oh, I'm sure.
But my biggest, one of the arguments they presented is, and I quote, "Why is it that the astronauts have conflicting stories about the sky? Is it bright with stars or a deep velvet black?"
What?
Close quote. Yes, that's one of their arguments.
I know, I've heard that argument before too.
How can they say that it's bright with stars and also black? I don't know. You ever
watched? Because it's velvety black and bright with stars. Because it's velvety black.
Yeah. I love how uncomfortable this makes Logan.
No, it's not uncomfortable. It's just sheer, I don't know, disappointment maybe? Disappointment and like, but on a different, because, like, there's disappointment in, like, bad people, and then there's disappointment in, like,
dumb people.
Dumb people. And then there's disappointment in flat earthers. Like, just, it bugs me. It really does.
Continue, Preston.
One of my favorite things is I started looking for every time the flat earthers mentioned they, as in, like, Big Brother or whoever's
the collective
in charge.
They.
The dangerous collective
capital
they.
Capital T, they.
Yep.
To be fair, that is a thing that is big amongst a lot of conspiracies. I know. Beyond just the flat earthers, it's the they. Who are they? The man. Who's the man? We don't know, man.
Yeah.
Government.
Yes, but who in the government? See, you can constantly inquire these things. You can just keep saying who forever and ever and ever, and they will always say they. But I think I found they, like, almost a total of 10 times after I started looking. Which was, like, halfway through the article. Because they want you to believe that the earth is flat.
Who's
apparently
there?
The flat earthers.
So not they don't want you to believe the earth is flat.
No, the flat earthers.
They want you
yes.
to believe it's
you
flat.
You want to know who thinks that the earth is flat? Shaq.
Well, he's Shaquille O'Neal. He's so tall, I believe him. He can see over the hump.
Shaquille O'Neal believes that the earth is flat. Because some flat earth conspiracy theorist got to him, and he was like...
Maybe he was just saying that so they wouldn't kill him.
No, he's like... press releases and stuff. They use the flat earthers use him in their brochure.
Anyway,
it just drives me nuts. Reading this article, I was just sitting there boiling. Especially since they found a scientist. They found a scientist.
You can always find a scientist. I could say I'm a scientist.
There's tons of scientists who think that the earth isn't heating up, but hey, no, to each his own, I guess.
Oh, I have a thing about that actually.
There's also a doctor who claims that shots give you
autism. But he lost his license.
But he lost his
He got his license.
The
got
people still believe him.
Sued. On the thing, just kind of, sorry to interject into your story.
Oh, yeah.
But it has something to do with it because of giant ice walls and stuff. Today, a sheet of ice, three times the size of Great Britain, I think, fell off the Arctic shelf. They've been monitoring
that big
crack that they've been watching for months that finally fell off. Yay.
Ship's gonna die. We're gonna think the unthinkable, my friends.
Shut up.
Dang it. Do you want to tell the joke, Logan?
Yes, he does.
How do you think the unthinkable?
How, with, Logan?
With an iceberg.
Titanic references. Newspaper. Well, these people are stupid, throwing that out.
He literally threw it out. Anyways, so here's the biggest argument I have. Here's the biggest argument I've heard against flat earthers. In case you need an argument against it, like a counter, in case you need this. This just kind of like is what totally sets it for me is, so the earth is flat, to what avail? What difference does it make? How does your life change whether the earth is round or flat? Nothing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, like it would. But.
Why? No. It really wouldn't, because like to like a global scale of like the government wants you to believe the earth is round. Why?
Because they want control, man.
Mm-hmm. But like that's just the biggest thing is like, okay, oh, so you find,
you're
yeah,
saying,
that's
okay.
The, yeah, that's
you're
the
saying
thing.
It wouldn't matter. Like
right.
Like with the moon landing, it kind of matters.
It would like, kind of matter like historically
because like historically
yeah,
it's
like we beat people to the moon, yeah, blah, 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 all that, like...
Cold War.
Slight
yes.
things,
yeah.
But, like, with this, is like, okay, so it turns out the Earth is flat.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm just going to take that soundbite and just put it everywhere.
No.
Okay, cool. Turns out the Earth is flat from Logan.
Don't you do that to me.
Okay.
You'll have to cut out this entire bit of me being upset.
That's easy. I just highlight.
I'm going to continue to bring it up throughout the podcast. Like, the earth is round. I don't believe it's flat.
Well.
If you're going to do this, I'm going to make you work for it.
Sounds like Logan's going to be a little loner over there. You know what else is a loan?
Me?
That lone tree over there.
Yeah.
That lone tree reservoir.
You know, the creator of the Segway actually died on a Segway.
What other weird circumstances are there? There's a ton of those. Oh, like the dude who built the statue that sits outside
DIA.
Oh, yeah.
The demon horse.
There were three people killed in the making of Blucifer.
Yes, Blucifer. The sculptor died, and then two people in shipping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know how the sculptor died?
He just fell on him.
Yeah. I believe it was the head fell on him.
Probably.
Specifically.
Check. I just love telling that to my friends. See that horse? Yeah.
Killed three people.
Including what? Its maker.
Meet your maker.
Anyway, Lone Tree Reservoir.
Right.
Is a place near here.
It's a wonderful place.
It's
lovely
a,
lake.
It's a lovely little reservoir.
We've taken beautiful pictures there, I believe.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
And it is soon, it's public land.
Yes.
And it is soon not going to be public land next year.
Because a private company outbid the local area for the lease on it.
The company that owns the golf course.
Mm-hmm. The PGA golf course.
Mm-hmm. That's right there.
So they're going to have water for it. For the golf course.
Yeah.
But it's also there. So yeah, a lot of people are upset about this because they go fishing there. It's a good place to, I don't know.
I've been going there my whole life.
Yeah, me too. I go there to hang out, I guess.
When me and my brothers were younger, what we would do, my dad and mom would fish, and we would run along the shore catching frogs and trying to find tadpoles.
Huh. I asked a girl out there. I just remembered that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Y'all should
girl
see
out?
My face.
I asked a girl. Yeah, Preston's face. Anyway, but here's the kicker. It's the company says that, yeah, people can still hang out here once we own it. So people can still hang out there, but
do they have to pay
there's
a fee?
Another kicker. Well, they might have to pay a fee.
Ooh.
For one thing. They might have to pay a fee. Two, the who owns it now is just the state of Colorado.
Mm. Laramie County, I believe.
Laramie County
Parks Department.
Yes. Okay,
yeah.
Laramie County Parks Department and like the state of Colorado own it now, but it's public land.
Mm-hmm.
The lake is as we said, people go fishing there. The lake is filled with fish.
Oh, right.
Those fish belong, technically, to Larimer County and the state of Colorado. Mm-hmm. So as soon as it becomes private, they're going in there with nets and catching as many fish as they can out of the lake and transplanting them, transplanting fish, sure.
Into similar environments.
Into different reservoirs. So there's not going to be fish in there anymore unless the Gulf Company decides to stock the lake. I found that hilarious. That it's just like, okay, yeah, you can hang out here, but we're going to take our fish because they're ours.
that's just Colorado being spiteful. Like, yeah, sure, go ahead. But those fish are ours.
Because they stock it with fish. So.
I've actually been to one of the places that helps stock it. It's right outside of Berthoud.
The
fish hatchery.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know until like 2 years ago that Berthoud had a fish hatchery.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fish hatchery. Hard to
fish
say.
Hatchery.
Fish hatchery.
Sounds like a... I don't know. It sounds diabolical in some way.
The fish hatchery.
The fish.
Yeah. It is hard to say, see?
The fish hatchery.
Especially the more you say it. Fish hatchery. Fish hatchery. Fish hatchery. It's the fish hatchery. And hatch. Fish. That's the quality content you're looking for. A saying fish hash.
Fish hashery.
The place where they have fish.
I'm just diving into fish hashery. Because
fish hatchery.
Fish hatchery.
It's just no. It's become it, one word. It's the fish hatchery.
Yeah, it's the fish hatchery.
This is going on for far too long.
Yeah.
Need to stop now. Okay.
I'm
so
calling
that's,
it that from now on.
That's the story of a Lone Tree there.
Yeah, wonderful place. That's now less wonderful. I bet we could sneak in.
Yeah.
Can we sneak in at least once?
Yeah. Shh! Don't tell anyone.
I'm gonna say no.
Yeah. No. Bad idea.
Yeah.
I don't think you can hear our winks.
Winky, winky, wink.
Anyway. That was a weird segment about a thing.
Logan, do you want to end this segment on another cold case?
Yes, I do. I love cold cases. Seriously. I do. They're fascinating. I don't know why, because there's a lot of them are really messed up.
What's this segment's cold case?
This one is the story of Eliza Lamb. This is one more people might have actually heard of. It's a bigger case. I don't know if either of you two have heard of the case of Eliza Lamb.
Nope.
I've mentioned the name to you before, Severin, but...
Yes.
I recognize the name
might not
simply
have
because
it
I might...
Of
the
your
the
reference.
Name sounds familiar, but I don't know if I've actually looked into this one or not, so...
Okay, this one is actually a super creepy one. I mean, they're all pretty creepy, but this one, like... This one has video footage that goes along with it that makes it creepy to watch. That
oh.
is just simply referred
is this
to
the
as
the elevator one.
Yeah,
yes.
this is the elevator
no, no,
one.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. This one's got like, okay. Here's what it is.
The elevator.
There's
one.
A girl and she's traveling the country just by herself. She's like taking a year off everything, doing that type of college student thing that a lot of people do. Happy girl checks in with her parents every day. They're all good. Everything is going fine. Until one night, she's staying at this, like, kind of mid-range hotel. And then her parents don't hear from her for 3 days. And they start to get worried, because her mom's like, yeah, she called me every night, told me that things are going well, and now I haven't heard from her in 3 days. And nobody knows where she is. And then, about, I think, a week later, this is the terrible part, patrons at the hotel start filing complaints.
Oh, right,
at
this
the hotel.
One. I forgot it's
yeah.
more than just the elevator.
Oh, yeah, this one is horrifying top to bottom. They start making complaints about the water in the hotel. They say that it's coming out of the tap a weird color. It tastes weird. And it's brownish.
No.
And so the people go up.
I forgot about this one.
Yeah.
I forgot about this part in particular.
Back. No, I forgot about this whole thing. I blocked it out.
Yeah, we're never letting you talk again.
No, this is what you get now.
But no,
anyways, long story short, people go up. They're like, okay, we're going to check out the water tower. Just make sure that everything's all good. And they open it up. It's locked from the outside. Here's the thing. It's locked from the outside. And they get into the water supply, open it up, and there is Eliza Lamb in the water tower, and she's been dead for about a week. And they have no idea how she got in there at all. There's no possible way for her to have gotten in there. Ultimately, here's the thing. ultimately, like, spoiler, they rule it as a suicide.
Where was this?
Oh, God, I don't know where it was. I think it was in California somewhere, maybe.
I can counter that one in a heartbeat. If it was locked from the outside, how did she lock it?
That's the thing.
On the outside from the inside.
Yeah.
It's a lovely day. Such a lovely place. We got dead girl tea coming out of our water faucet.
Don't call it that. Severin. He just made it so much worse.
Dead girl tea.
I'm going to get that on a t-shirt for you.
Okay, good.
It's like a little water tower, and then it's going to come down into a glass with like a little tea thing in it.
So they ruled it a suicide.
They ruled it a suicide, and they argued the case that you could force the gate open, and somebody could maybe force their way in. A lot of people counter somebody could force somebody else in if they were, like, dead and weren't caring about pain and stuff. But, like, it's locked from the outside. There's no way that she could have gotten in. But they ultimately rule it as a suicide, and there's a lot of weird stuff about it, because she was on psychotics medication, and she had stopped taking them for a few days. I think she had gotten, like, stuck in town and hadn't been able to get back to the hotel for a night, and so she got back a little late, didn't have a chance to take them, and then went another day without taking them, I think, because she felt fine having not taken them. This is a thing that happens a lot with people that are taking psychotics stuff, because they'll think, oh, I'm feeling better, I can stop taking it now.
Nope.
No, don't stop taking it, because that's the medicine working. But anyways, so there's that whole thing of, like, that she wasn't on her medication anymore, so that's kind of towards the side of it being a suicide, quote-unquote, but, like, not, like, an accidental one.
Talk about the elevator footage.
That's the other part. There is one other part, though, of... there's this video you can watch. There's nothing graphic about this video. Like, you can watch it just fine. It's just super unsettling. Like, it's beyond unsettling, this video, especially when you know the circumstances. Because if you were just to watch it, it looks like somebody kind of playing hide and seek. It's a little weird and a little creepy, but pretty much what it is. It's the last footage of Eliza Lamb, and it's on the night that she disappeared, and they figure she was in the water tower. And it shows her going into one of the hotel elevators, and then acting really weird. She's moving her hands in a weird way, kind of in front of the door, like she's trying to either keep it open or trigger something. But she's also, like, moving in weird, kind of jerky ways, and, like, kind of looking around weird.
Keeps, like, poking her head out.
Yeah, she'll poke her head out, looking around, and then she'll leave the elevator and then come back into the elevator.
Like, she's hiding from something, kind of.
Like, she's hiding, but...
but also keeping the elevator door open at the same time.
Yeah, but she's hitting buttons. But it's weird, because also, the elevator also isn't moving. Like, she stays in it long enough. Yeah, it should be closing and going up. But then it just doesn't... I'm getting chills right now just talking about it. Like, it's seriously unsettling. Also, the only video you can find... is weird. Like, there's actually stuff about this video too. People have actually, like, looked at it, and the only video, like, the video that's on file for the case is messed with. The video itself is, I think, at like 1.5 speed, so everything looks a little weird in it anyways.
I mean, that would kind of make sense for a security video, because then you'll
kind of, but like, for
it's
this
faster, but you can still see everything.
But they record them in normal speed, but this is the only one that they have, is that it's set at that speed. But also, it's spliced. Like, there's parts of it that are cut out, which is weird, because that shouldn't be like that. And then ultimately, I think it ends, ultimately, she leaves the elevator, and once she leaves, then the doors close, and it goes up to the floors that she was pressing buttons for, and it's super creepy and unsettling video. You should go watch it if you don't want to sleep, especially with all the knowledge of it. Yeah.
This is not one we will be posting with the show.
Oh, are you watching it now, Preston?
Yes.
Have you not seen it?
I it's been a while, so. Yeah, at one point she, like, stops and, like, looks out on either side.
It's super creepy and unsettling. But ultimately, like, they ruled it as a suicide. But, like, as just, like, a, well, we have nothing else, really, so this is what it is. Ultimately,
so is the idea that, like, something supernatural, maybe?
That's one of the thoughts. It's, like, that's kind of a thought of it, just because of how weird everything is acting and her weird,
at
jerky
one point,
movements.
She almost looks like she's talking to someone.
Yeah, that's another thing, is it looks like she's talking to somebody, and she's, that's the thing, is like people think that maybe she's talking to somebody that's just out of view of the elevator door, just mm-hmm. outside of it, because the camera that faces out couldn't see it either. Mm-hmm. I forgot about the talking part, which is another creepy part. Yeah, there's kind of a like a slight supernatural thought to this whole thing as well, which makes it kind of creepy if you believe that thing.
Yeah.
But also just ultimately...
just creepy.
Unsolved and just super unsettling whole all the way through.
Fun, fun, fun.
Yeah, so that's...
fun study, or fun fact, the toxicology studies did not show any acute drug or alcohol intoxication.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the other... that's another thing, is people like, well, maybe she was just a drunk and stumbled in. Toxicology report comes back. Nope, she wasn't even on her medication. Like, there was... her blood was clean.
Which was for bipolar disease.
Yes, bipolar.
Which shouldn't cause that.
Mm. But it can. In some rare cases, it can, depending on the amount of mania and depression.
Uh-huh. And the creepy line from the autopsy report, she died as a result of drowning. No evidence of trauma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the thing was locked from the outside. She couldn't have even really gotten in there. It took them a long time just to get into the place. It's unsettling and creepy and sad, and but I find it super interesting.
It is.
It's, they're just interesting because we don't know. That's the thing. And I'm sorry for traumatizing you, Saffron, with remembering it.
And on that note,
speaking of things we don't know, I'm sure Logan heard this, and I'm not sure if Saffron did, but I'm sure you probably did. Amelia Earhart.
Yes.
Might. False.
Sorry.
Why do you say that?
Sorry.
Hey, wait, so let's say it.
Go. Sorry, I'm jumping the gun. Go on, Preston, with what you were saying. I got excited.
New theory that she might have landed somewhere in the Pacific on an island and then been captured by the Japanese.
Mm-hmm. That's actually a fall. Discovery, I want to say, had a documentary like thing that just came out about it. And then immediately when they announced it, some other company decided, we're going to do our own research on this. And they found that actually out to be false, just because of timelines and stuff. And also, the island that they're saying that she might have landed on was about 800 miles out of range from her plane that was low on fuel anyways. And also the Japanese, the area that it was in, they were actually sent, a telegram went out saying to actually go out and rescue her. And there are no reports of any ship finding her and stuff.
The only thing I saw was there was like photographic image that might be her and her co-pilot.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was a thing. And so that could have been a thing, but also like there was a whole thing in the... I watched part of this documentary too, and I was reading this other counter article side by side with it, and they said, yeah, there's this plane in the background, but at the time, that plane was kind of like, they said it was revolutionary, but the Japanese had a lot of planes that were very similar models to that
one. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but it opens the thought
process.
It was
very interesting, yeah.
It opens the thought process to different ideas that maybe we haven't. Mm-hmm. Really
considered before? A lot of people thought maybe that she'd landed and the Japanese had taken her. This is a thought that like people had, and then more evidence showed up and they were like, oh, this must have been it, and they just jumped the gun on it, I think. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's the thing. It was an interesting theory, and then some other research was done, and they were like, I mean, maybe, but probably not. Yeah. So, sorry to...
I've heard it both. I've heard both arguments of it could have been, but there's no actual like proof that this is Amelia Earhart. It's just like
there was other interesting stuff that's come up about it.
In Spider-Man,
yes,
I read an article. So you know how they're in this. I don't think there's spoilers really.
Are you going to talk about the article you were?
No, this is a different article.
Oh, okay.
So they go to Washington D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a point where they're looking at the Washington Monument, and the teacher's like, hey, to this one girl who's like, hey, you want to come with us up to the top of the Washington Monument? Which I didn't know you could do, actually.
You
can big enough for that?
Yeah, you can ride like an elevator up to the top.
Oh, it's massive. Yeah, you can ride an elevator up to the top.
I guess I always pictured it as like pretty small.
You can take several thousand steps to the top.
Very fun. Anyway, but he's like, hey, you want to come up to the top of this? And she's like, no, I don't really feel like going into a building that was built by slaves. And the teacher's like, oh, I don't really think that they was built by slaves. And then he turns around to, like, a black security guard who just kind of shrugs.
He kind of shrugs his head.
He doesn't say yes, but he kind of shrugs and is like,
Yeah.
So I read an article And that's another thing where it was probably built by slaves, at least the first half of it, but there's no proof.
Yeah. Didn't the Emancipation Proclamation happen during the building of that?
Halfway through, which is why half the brick is different.
Quote-unquote built by slaves.
That's actually for a different reason, the different coloration. Well, yeah, they ran out, yeah. Which I find hilarious.
Well, that's what I'm saying, the Civil War happened.
Yeah.
And then they ran out of it, and then they're like, oh, well, find something close, and then they finished the rest of it. Mm-hmm. But
that's why it's different colors.
They were saying at the time, like Maryland and Virginia, West Virginia, those, you know, states around there were... Uh-huh. Preston just dumped a piece of ice on the ground and
no,
doesn't know why.
It, not ice.
What was it?
It's a pop tab.
Oh.
You were done with your glass. Anyways.
Maryland and Virginia and the states around there still used slaves to do most of the stuff. Like, the White House was built in part by slaves and other stuff. So they were saying, yeah, it probably was, at least the first half of it, and if it wasn't built... then the materials that were from where it came were probably
mined by slaves.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but there's no actual physical proof, I guess, that it was built by slaves, which they thought was weird.
That is kind of strange.
Anyway, that's just a
on the fun fact. Topic of slavery, actually.
Guys, we need to wrap this section up, but continue.
I'm sorry. This is just another... I'm sorry. It's just...
We
can use filler. Oh, right. We were supposed to end. Anyways. Yeah, on the topic of slavery, I actually found out recently that, what is it, the St. Anne's Revenge, the ship that Blackbeard was the captain of.
Okay.
Pirate.
Yes. When he took it over, it originally had, I think, several hundred slaves on it, to which, over the years, I think he essentially, like, freed, quote-unquote, them. Kind of.
Abandoning someone on an island doesn't count.
Not like that. Pretty much. Long story short, by the end of the term, essentially, like, I'm going to give wrong statistics here. More than 50% of the slaves on board had joined his crew as pirates. Which I found interesting.
Is that better?
Yes, because you're not a slave. Like, they were no longer slaves.
You're a pirate.
Yeah, which is fun.
Probably by force.
No, he didn't force them to become pirates. Like, this was by choice that they decided to become pirates. More than half of them decided to become pirates.
There's a lot of fascinating history in relation to John Edwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is. It's all. So that's an interesting thing I actually read today. So,
no, not John Edwards. John Edwards was Blackbeard.
Wait, and I think...
Oh,
no, we're going to go to break now. That was my thing. I was interrupting him for a break. I'm going to go to break. We'll talk to you on the other side, guys. Severin's going to cry for a little bit, but we'll be back after he cleans up his tears and I drink them. Goodbye!
I'm sure that some are perplexed, but I heard clear each sentence off your inviting lips, and now I'm thinking that our hands could be quite the pair. I know it seems a little wrong, but darling, can't you hear our song? It's playing every time we start walking along, and now I'm thinking I would walk with you any day. I know we only met last night, but darling, it just felt so right. I know I've only got a nickel to my name, But girl, I've seen your smile and I can tell you like to play my game. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, play my game.
So, at work, I've talked about work before and how everything's going wrong. This is a bit of a lighter note. Recently, I got plants for my desk. And it's wonderful. And I finally named them, too. They're these beautiful plants, yes.
What kind of plants?
Oh, God, I don't know. But they're, like, they're beautiful plants. They're, like, they're this dark green, and the veins on it are this dark red as well, but the tops of them are bright orange. Like the top of the plant. It looks really cool. I might post some pictures of it. But I've decided there's two stalks in there. And I didn't know this when I first started this. There's two stalks in there, and I named one Abby and the other one Amelia. So this is what I've named my office plants. That was my small work thing. You guys weren't understanding how small of a thing this was. So yes, I've got two office plants now, Abby and Amelia. Amelia is the tall, orange-topped one.
Do you talk to them?
Not yet.
Not yet, he says.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
So Severin, you said you had some birthed articles for us?
Yeah, well, see, I have been watching Ken Burns' The West on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I've learned a lot about Native Americans and other people, including Mormons.
Whoop.
And whatnot.
Is that supposed to be my response?
I don't know.
Whoop.
But yeah, it got me, like, wondering about the history of our own little town here. I know a lot because we learned a lot in school. Well,
I remember nothing.
I remember most of it because I found it really interesting. But I decided to go back and look at, like, some old newspaper articles, and I guess the Colorado History
Association,
whatever. I think it's called the History of Colorado. Yeah, basically Colorado Historical Society has just recordings of, or records of newspapers going back to a really, like,
ridiculously long time ago.
Yeah, so the Fort Collins Courier, I don't know if that's still even a newspaper anymore. I think it's the Coloradan now, mm-hmm. is the one that's in Fort Collins. But anyway, they have articles about not only Fort Collins, but the towns in Larimer County. And so I was finding just little snippets, like they give an update about what's happening in the little towns. And they're just little snippets. And at first, they had some really, really great things to say about birthing.
I just remembered these.
I'm trying to find the best one here. It's basically stuff like... There was a really good one.
Yeah, I remember you reading some of these stuff.
Yeah. The end of this first one is, "The Little Thompson flows through one of the most beautiful little valleys in the state, and never were people more proud of their home than those that live upon its banks." And I was like, oh, how sweet is that?
And that's before we moved to the town.
No.
No? That was written afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay.
It happened really quickly that they realized.
Yeah, yeah,
so
I know.
So the history of our town, it was down in a little riverbank. It was down in a little riverbank, and then they realized that the train couldn't get up from the riverbank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if it stopped at the bottom of the riverbank, it couldn't get going.
So they put
again.
The town, like, a couple miles north of the river. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Put us on top of the hill.
Put us on top of the hill, yeah, exactly. So, anyway, then these are like the 1870s and 80s. And so then the next one is, "The inhabitants of Berthoud were thrown into a state of excitement upon the intelligence of the loss of Mr. J. Weatherby's dog, Doc. Mr. W. feels the loss deeply, and the telegraph wires have been kept hot with inquiries regarding him. He gave us no authority, yet we presume he would reward the finder handsomely. Doc is a blue brindled dog of medium size, white in the face, white, and a white ring around the neck. Doc is a natural pacer." That was the article. Anyway, and so, then there's, like, other little stuff. "The beautifully located stream known as the Little Thompson rises above the base of two mountains called the Twin Sisters." I feel like I should be reading these in, like, an old-timey accent. Like,
we can arrange that.
The beautifully located streams known as the Little Thompson rises at the base of the two mountains called the Twin Sisters. By their position, they entirely cut the creek off from the waters of the Snowy Range. Hence, as is well known, in the summer months, the Little Thompson furnishes very little water. So yeah, there's that. and then they talk about how there's lots of trees along the Little Thompson for some reason. Blah-de-blah-de-blah, talks about how great the people are. And it all sounds like really nice. They've got like a baseball club, they've got a bank now, ha ha ha. And then the last article I read, this is like 4 in the morning then, got to the point. I was like, okay, I'm going to read one more and then I'm going to go to bed. And then the last article was the best one because it started with Berthoud. Rumor has it that there's a gambling room in Berthoud.
Side note, can we start a gambling room?
No.
And then it says, later it talks about other stuff, and then it comes back to, if some of the bums that infest our town were taken to Fort Collins at the expense of the county occasionally, it would probably help put a stop to so much drunkenness. We were astonished, and then it goes on to say, we were astonished the other day by hearing that some men were drinking straight alcohol, which they claimed to have brought from Longmont. But it is said that after drinking crab apple cider for a while, alcohol becomes a comparatively temperate drink. Anyway, so that was funny, because I was like, yay, love the town, ha ha ha, we're so great. Drunks. Anyway.
And nothing's changed since.
Is it time for a dictionary game?
It is! Guess what, guys, we're bringing back the dictionary game. It's been a while.
Guess he's back. Alrighty. I've opened it.
He's opened it.
We're in the M's.
Okay. It's Preston and I playing this time.
No. Wait, is this a dictionary?
Yes.
It's an encyclopedic dictionary.
Oh, yes. God.
Yes, that's why we were able to find things like State Tiger, which, for those of you listeners who haven't heard State Tiger, one of our favorite episodes, worth going back and listening to. It was the third episode we ever released. It's fantastic.
The second one?
Third.
Huh. Somehow I remember that.
Don't listen to me. I don't know anything. Unless it's cold case or random facts.
I've got it. This is a saying, it's not a word. The saying is Mare's Nest.
Oh, Mare's Nest. No, I know this one.
I want to guess first because I'm
go
I'm,
ahead. I'm I don't because I'm trying to remember it. Oh.
I have a feeling it has something to do with like widows and stuff. Like maybe just like a place where a bunch of ladies like hang out, like a ladies bar almost.
No.
Okay. I wasn't too confident with that, but it was worth it.
Logan, it's your turn.
Yeah. No, I know this one. Mare's Nest.
I know I've heard the term before.
Yeah.
Make your guess, Logan. I enjoy the pain he gets from these.
Most of them I have no clue about, but this one I feel like I should know it. Mare's Nest. A Mare's Nest.
What is a mare?
A small mare. Horse.
Okay. Let's go from there.
Okay, so you know Pegasus.
Yes.
That's not my actual guess.
I thought that was your process of working through it.
No, I was going to say something stupid along the lines of, like, when he was a small horse, that's where he would sit.
No.
Like a mare's nest. And that's like a flying horse.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. a mare's nest. I don't... a safe place for travelers to go. I don't know.
Mare's Nest. Something sought for that looks full of promise and turns out to be useless or a hoax.
Oh, so I'm a mare's nest.
Pass on the book.
All right, dictionary.
Today, dictionary.
4,000. 0.
Will we ever win? I'm going to count the one I got that was really close as a point for us.
Yeah. Dictionary 1. Don't worry, studios. 0. Right.
All right, here we go.
Are we going again?
Yeah.
Are we okay, yeah, sure.
We do the three of
three rounds.
Oh, right. Sorry. It's been a while.
Don't.
I wasn't going to, actually. I considered it thoroughly.
What letter?
S.
S? We're in the S's?
I saw a video the other day of a snake crawling out of a toilet.
No.
It's probably in Florida.
No.
Anyway, continue.
I watched a video the other day of a snake climbing a tree.
None of these things are okay with me.
All right. Sinusoidal projection.
You know what? I feel like this is pretty easy.
No.
Sinusoidal projection. I'm guessing it's when you have a really bad cold.
Okay.
And you go to, like, what? Sneeze, and your sinuses project something really far because you got lots of junk.
No.
Dang it.
That's why I picked this one, because I knew one of you two would go for that.
Nasal. All right, sinusoidal. So when you say sinusoidal, I only hear sign at first, and then I hear sign, like the mathematical sodial term sign?
Sinusoidal.
How is it spelled?
Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Sinusoidal.
Oh, see, sinus, projection. Like sinuses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm still going to go with my stupid mathy answer of it has something to do with the projection, like the prediction of something or like a theorem that has to do with sine, like cosine, tangent, and sine. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're actually closer than Severin was.
Woo!
Still very wrong, but closer than Severin.
Damn.
I actually picked this one for two reasons. One, because I knew you would go for the sinus thing. And two, because it actually relates back to a topic from earlier.
Ooh-hoo.
A sinusoidal projection is an equal area representation of the surface of the Earth, having a straight equator and a straight central meridian that is one half the equator's length. The other lines of longitude are curved, the lines of latitude are straight and parallel to the equator. Huh. So it's just a projection is another name for a map, essentially. It's one of the different map types that we have. So,
well, okay.
Yeah. Dictionary two? Don't Worry Studios?
Zero.
Zero.
Ow.
Sorry.
He's shaking it up.
Gotta get our luck on.
Shake that book.
Shaking the book.
I'm going to get your luck on. It's your turn now.
He doesn't win anything.
The dictionary hijacks one of us, essentially, like once every turn.
Opening to the letter D, D, D.
D.
D, D, D.
At the top of the page, we have things like discard, discriminate, discrimination, disc, and disc.
I'd like to guess any one of those.
If only it were that simple.
I'd like to pick one of the discs, and we'll guess which one it is.
Discuss.
Discuss.
I almost threw discus in middle school.
How'd that go?
Whatever that's called. That sports thing. Track and field.
Track and field. I was going to say.
I almost threw discus.
Well done.
Well, I didn't, so that's how it went. They found out I'm a better runner.
Preston, do you have a word for us?
Mm-hmm. I was trying to do banter while you found a word.
Yes. Disintermediation.
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 Mm-hmm. Spell it.
D-I-S-I-N-T-E-R-M-E-D-I-A-T-I-O-N. Disintermediation.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Man.
I can see the cogs working in his brain.
See, here's the problem, is I recognize, like, all of the that roots.
Yes.
But not together.
You're never gonna get it.
Okay.
Screw you!
You know, it threw me for a spin
after
when I looked
you,
at the
word.
Guessed, you guessed last during my round. I guessed first last round. It's your turn to guess first.
Ah, balls. Okay. Disintermediation. Disintermediation.
Yes.
It is... Oh, no.
Finally.
Disintermediation. I'm trying... Okay, I have got an idea in my head. I'm just trying to put it to words now, actually, because it's kind of...
Well, then do it.
Disintermediation. It's like a splitting of like judging power between two groups, like splitting of decision power between two groups, essentially.
No.
Dang it! Your face! Your stupid face! I hate you!
Alrighty, Severn, what do you think?
I'm going to take the word intermediate as a big part of it, because it's the main part of the word. So I think it's something to do with an intermediate level of something. And I'm going to go with it's, but it's disintermediate, which means that...
What's the opposite of medium?
I don't know. At the end, it comes at the beginning. No.
Well, if it's dis, so that could either mean dissect
what
or
is
the
mediation?
Opposite.
Mediation, it could also be like a... like working something out between two people.
That's the problem with dis as a word, is because it could either mean split or it could mean opposite.
Yeah. Disintermediation.
I hate your face.
Dis,
by the way.
Intermediation. Okay, I'm going to change my thought and go with mediation instead of intermediate.
So I've been changing up a strategy.
Disintermediation. Okay. I feel like I'm on the spelling bee. Disintermediation.
Can I get the origin?
Can I get the origin?
Can we get the origin? That'd make it a lot easier.
There's no origins here. It only tells you.
Oh.
For example, there's like one on this page where it's like, oh yes, this is part of science, or this is part of economics.
Thanks.
I can't give you that information because that will disclose
disintermediation.
The area. The
so
subject
here's
of,
my guess.
Of work.
Okay.
It is the process. Oh my gosh. No. Every time I think I got it, it doesn't make sense.
Man, I love this game.
Screw you. You guessed wrong.
It's just because I care less.
We'll care more.
I'll care more in future, I suspect.
Severn, you got a guess.
Disintermediation.
We got to get a guess out soon here.
Disintermediation. Disintermediation. Maybe if I just sing a song about it, it'll come up. Okay.
Yep, nope.
Disintermediation.
You never guess what you say.
Is the process.
A process?
Yes, it is a process in which a problem is solved, but not the right way.
So the way that we do things?
Yes.
So Logan was going down the right path of splitting things.
Dis! Intermediation!
But no, Severn. I am sorry. Not a process.
I want disintermediation to be our title for this episode. Just out of spite.
It is a noun from economics.
Oh, balls.
It is a flight of funds from a savings institutions. Sorry. Flight of funds from saving institutions to securities markets providing higher yields. So essentially, taking out of your savings and putting into something that'll give you more money.
I should have just called Bruce, my Bryce. Economics professor.
How was I close?
Bruce. Splitting things. You split your funds.
You're not splitting it. You're taking it and extending
there's
it.
There's flights for funds. It makes sense in my mind. You were
screw
closer.
You
were closer.
Well,
I didn't say you were right.
Yeah, I was
thanks
closer.
For
like
listening.
You were closer.
We're all gonna murder
exactly.
each other now.
Yay! The so. Dictionary has turned us against each other. The dictionary is the real 3-0. 3-0 to podcast.
Dictionary 3. Don't worry, studios.
0.
0.
Maybe someday we'll win.
We need to get some smarter people up in here.
I know, right? Here's the problem: is that we're all like borderline there enough to figure it out. But just not enough.
Then we're really good at picking words that we're not going to guess.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, that's the thing. It's like, we're all trying to get points for the studio.
What was your word?
Sinusoidal projection.
Got to figure out a way to tie those all into the title.
Sinusoidal projection of intermediation.
Yeah, but what was his?
Mare's nest.
A mare's nest of sinusoidal projections of intermediation.
That's stupid. I'll work it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Figure Anyways.
Things out. But yes.
Thank you for listening to Don't Worry About It. I'm Severn Lear.
I'm Logan Reese.
I'm Preston Ross.
Why the long pause?
I don't know.
Because the ending was unexpected to him.
Do you have something else to say?
No. Closing the dictionary.
Okay, bye.
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 Okay, so it turns out the Earth is flat. Flat, 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 flat. Okay, so it turns out the Earth is flat. Okay, so it turns out. Okay, so it turns out the Earth is flat.
No.
Okay, so it turns out. Okay, so it turns out the Earth is flat. Okay, so it turns out the Earth is flat.
No.
Dang it!
It.
See what you've done. You lost it.